Now, will you notice what he says, verse 2, but as for me, now God's good to Israel, but as for me, he's good to that remnant. And Asaph's part of that remnant, but he's got this problem. As for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had almost slipped, for I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Asaph said, I looked around me in this nation, and I noticed the wicked among our people were the one prospering, and the godly were not. Listen to him. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued with other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about like a chain. Violence covereth them like a garment. They're arrogant. Oh, how arrogant this couple was. I've never seen anyone so arrogant and filled with pride. Then there's something else. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. These folk had everything. I don't think they've had the fun that really I've had in this life, because when I got a new something or other, it sure was a joy to me. It wasn't to them. They had it all along. And their eyes did. I hadn't thought of that until I studied this psalm after that. Their eyes were bleary, you know, puffs under their eyes. Been drinking too much nightlife. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. In fact, the mother of that little fellow would have been beautiful if her face hadn't shown so much sign of dissipation. It was written all over. Now, will you notice? They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They don't mind walking on the poor. I think it's been quite interesting. Someone brought out some time ago, I was reading it, that the leaders in this, what they call it, H-E-W, that the leaders in it that have children, none of them go to an integrated school. That's interesting, isn't it? And they've insisted that all the rest of us obey the law. The rich, my friends, you look where they are. They're not following the line that you and I have to follow at all. This is something that can make you bitter as you look around you. Now, notice what they do. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. I listen to these rich people today. And they're the ones that are on television. They're the ones that make the news. Their tongue walketh through the earth. And I know of nothing that enables it to walk better than television. Well, radio does pretty well, too.